Hey there, this is episode 5 in a 10-episode arc all about how we fix what is broken in our restaurants. The 80-hour work weeks are something that so many of us were taught to wear as a badge of honor, right? Like, I work, you know, every day, 10 to 10, 10 to midnight, you know, every day, on and on, over and over. And I did that for a while, so I get it. I did a lot of restaurant openings, spent about 10 years of my career doing opening after opening after opening after opening. It was exhausting. And I'm here to tell you that working in the business is not as powerful as being able to work on your business, that when you're grinding within your business, I promise you, there's things you're missing. I want to talk about this problem. Most importantly, I want to talk about how we solve this problem on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close and this is Restaurant Strategy, the podcast dedicated to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable, that more sustainable business. I also work directly with owners and operators all over the country through my P3 Mastermind program. So this is a group coaching format geared towards restaurants that are busy, been around for a while, but struggle with profitability. If you're not making what you should be making, which is 20%, if you're not making that every single month, then I want to chat with you. Set up a time to chat with me or someone from my team and let's see if you're a good fit for the program. There's no pressure. It's a 30-minute call where we get to know each other a little bit more. You set up that strategy session by visiting restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. Grab some time on the calendar. And yes, that link is in the show notes. Now, I have a friend. His name is Rev Ciancio, and he is probably the smartest restaurant marketer I know. He literally works with hundreds of restaurants all over the country and is even an operator himself. Every time he works with a new restaurant as a consultant, he insists that they all use Marquee, right? So Marquee is a software. I recommend Marquee, the software, to my clients for their SEO and reputation management needs. So with Marquee, you can manage and respond to all of your reviews on Google, Yelp, OpenTable, TripAdvisor, Facebook, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and EasyCater. You do that from one central place. They help you improve your star ratings with consistent review responses and will even respond for you if you don't have time to do it. Marquee also makes sure all of your hours, menus, and other online information is accurate across the entire internet, which places you higher in near me searches, which ultimately just helps you get more butts in seats. Are you curious to learn more? Visit marquee.com. That's marquii.com. As always, we've put that link in the show notes. Okay, so today we're talking about, again, the things that we're fixing. Today we're talking about how we fix this this feeling, this mindset, right? That I'm grinding, I'm in my business, I'm doing what's required, right? When you're in your business every single day, though, you're missing things that you would be able to see if you gave yourself a little perspective, a little objectivity. Now, when I work with clients in the P3 Mastermind, that's a big part of what I know I bring to the table. I bring perspective and objectivity to the table. And yes, I bring insights and, you know, the insights that I can pull from my 25 years of experience. But mostly I find that the clients I work with, the members of the program, are already really good at what they do. They know their market, they know their concept, they know their people better than anyone, myself included, better than anyone ever could. But what I'm able to bring to the table is some perspective, an outside eye, and that means objectivity. And when you are working in your business all the time, I promise you, you are missing things. You're missing things that you would otherwise see if you gave yourself the time and space to be able to work on the business. Working on the business, let's talk about what that means. It means that you take a step back and you say, okay, what's broken? Right? If you're just walking around putting out fires, right? Putting out the little fires that that start everywhere, that you're the firefighter in chief. An owner, an operator that works on the business is giving themselves the time and space to walk around and look for things that are broken, look for things that may soon catch on fire. So you can be proactive rather than reactive. And that's really the biggest deal. Number one, I want to say this here. I think any restaurant that is reliant on any one person is a liability. I think it's dangerous and irresponsible. That's true whether it's the chef, the busboy, the dishwasher, or yes, the owner. Because the restaurant only operates if a certain person comes in. Then what happens if that person gets sick or worse? It means the place can't open. There are people that rely on you to feed them. There are people that rely on the jobs that your restaurant provides. And so if you're walking to work, you get hit by a car. You can't go into work, which means there's a bunch of people who won't get fed. There's a bunch of people who won't make money in order to feed their families. And that's a problem. Like I said, I think it's dangerous. I think it's a little irresponsible. So if for no other reason, you want to create a business that can operate without you. Now. I know what happens is people say, well, my guests love to have me in the dining room. They love knowing that I'm back in the kitchen. They love seeing me there. They come to see me. And that may or may not be true. I'm not sure it's as true as you think it is. I think they probably do enjoy seeing you. I don't think they are going only because they are going to see you. Also, when you can remove yourself from the operation, when you can pull yourself out, you get to dictate how you spend your time because there might be a more productive way of you spending your time. And I talk to plenty of people. I work with plenty of people that say, man, I love my restaurant. It is the one thing I am truly, utterly passionate about. And that's where I want to be. I always want to be in my restaurant. And I love that. But I bet you don't necessarily want to do what you have to do every day in your restaurant. I'd like for you to be able to change the relationship you have with your restaurant. So instead of coming in and having to work the front door, having to, you know, work the line, maybe you get to come in, you get to have dinner sometimes. Maybe you could just get to walk around the dining room. Maybe you get to jump behind the bar or just, you know, check in with people, help serve food, clear dishes. Again, maybe you have a different relationship with your restaurant and the people who come to see you at your restaurant. But you can't do that if you're always grinding in the business. A big part about this is understanding what you do that can be delegated, what you do that can be passed to someone else. If you can write it down, if you can articulate what you do and how to do it and why it has to be done a certain way, well, then that can be trained. That can be taught to somebody else. It can be measured. It can be optimized. What you have to do is offload all of those things and you keep the stuff that only you can do. And I think you'll find it's probably 15% of the stuff that you do is stuff that only you can do. And that's the stuff I want you to do. Because guess what? There's probably a whole lot of other stuff that only you can do that you're actually not getting to do. If you're a parent, and I know there are a lot of parents that listen to this. I am a parent. There's nobody else who can be a dad to my son. That's a job only I can do. So on Wednesday afternoons, that's our day. Because my wife teaches that night, and so that's our time together, just father, son. There's nobody else that could do that. So if I was grinding in my business and I wasn't able to pull myself out from 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon into the evening, that's something my son would do without. There are all kinds of other things in your life, I'm sure. That's one clear example that I have in my life. And I've worked very hard to arrange my life in this way. And again, I started off with a story telling you that for about 10 years of my life, I was grinding in the restaurant. For the 2 years before my son was born, I worked 7 days a week, worked two jobs. In addition to the side hustle I was building so that I could launch my own business, the business that I now have. So I know all about hard work. And there's a season for everything. There's a season for it. I get it. When you open a restaurant, that's a specific season in the life of your restaurant. That's a certain season in your life. You've got to be there. You've got to be in the trenches, teaching people, training people, showing people, all of that. I get it. But a restaurant that's 2, 3, 5, 10 years old does not need you there. That if it requires you to be there, it just means you're not being an effective and efficient leader. So let's talk about effectiveness. Let's talk about efficiency. After a word from another one of our sponsors. Now, listen, are you a restaurant owner or are you a manager maybe struggling to keep your team motivated and satisfied? I want you to look no further than a helpful new guide by 7Shifts, What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. The heartbeat of any successful restaurant lies in its people. But with the chaos of day-to-day operations, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters, your team's happiness and your team's fulfillment. That's why 7Shifts went straight to the source. They surveyed over 1,500 active restaurant employees across all of North America to uncover what truly fulfills them in their job. You want to know the secret to building a thriving team? Interested in reducing turnover, boosting morale? The comprehensive report by 7Shifts has the answers you need. So don't let the stress of running a restaurant overshadow the importance of your team's well-being. Visit 7shifts.com/ccreport to grab your copy of What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. You can get that today. Again, 7shifts.com/ccreport. Go grab your copy. Invest in your team. Invest in your success. As always, that link is in the show notes. Now, let's bring this home. Let's make this actionable. Let's keep this positive. No restaurant should rely on any one person, whether that's the chef, the busboy, the dishwasher, or yes, the owner. The restaurant does not need you there greeting everybody at the front door to succeed, does not need you there all the time shaking hands to succeed. Your restaurant is a place. It's a place where people come to get taken care of. Even if you exude a kind of hospitality that's difficult to articulate, you can train it, you can model a behavior, and you can make sure your people become surrogates for you, are doing what you would do on the times when you're not there. If they do that one or two nights a week, I promise you, they can do that all 7 nights a week. You can hire for that, you can train for that, you can model that behavior, and ultimately then you can coach them, correct them, make sure they are doing what you need them to do. When it comes to getting you out of the business so that you're not working in the business all the time to get you to work on the business, you got to figure out, number one, what are all the things that I'm currently doing that can be offloaded, that can be delegated? You write them down. That's an SOP, standard operating procedure. This is what we do. This is how we open up in the morning. This is how we close at night. This is how we set pars. This is how we do inventory. This is how we order. This is how we, whatever you do, you write it down. And you delegate that. You're going to be in charge of this now. You are going to be in charge of this now. You do that. You figure out what is left and you park that onto your schedule and you set time aside to do that because those are the most important things ever. And yes, including all the stuff that you want to do for your own sanity, the things you want to do for your family and your friends. Next, and what's really important is that when you're able to do that, you're able to step back and you must step back and say, great. Now, what are all the things that I haven't had time to do? And this is where you walk around looking for things that are going to catch fire. You look for opportunities to be proactive rather than reactive, to fix the things before they break. We're going to talk about this next on the next episode, but evolution is a powerful ideal. And it's not something we do enough of, not something we talk about enough. But being ahead of the curve is something you can do. When you have the time to work on your business means you're looking for things that will soon break, that will soon catch fire, and you're looking for ways you can improve what you're already doing. How do we make more revenue? How do we grow? How do we expand? How do we take better care of our guests? How do we take better care of our staff? I'm telling you, if you're grinding 80 hours a week, you do not have time to ask those questions, let alone answer those questions. Again, just like I said, when you've delegated all you can delegate and you're left with probably what is 15% of your job, the things you cannot do that no one else can do, you will have time to do a whole lot else. Just like I said, to block out the time to do those things, I want you to block out the time to think about deep questions, deep problems. Have time blocked out for back of house operations. Have time blocked out for front of house operations. Have time blocked out for marketing or guest experience. Whatever it is, give yourself the time to think and to wander in that direction. That's how you figure out things to improve. That's how you figure out how to make things better. That's how you get better. When you figure out ways to find better employees, to keep the good employees, to upgrade your employees, to create a better guest experience, to and on and on and on. You don't get to do those things without being deliberate about those things. What's required is time and space. Taking a walk, going to the gym, going for a run, going for a drive, going for a hike, whatever it is you like to do, I promise you that a little empty space, a little quiet time in your schedule is probably going to help you. Give yourself time to just think about things. Think about the thing that you're probably already insanely passionate about. Of course, the next piece to this, and the hill behind the hill, is that then how do you invite the others on your leadership team, your managers, all of that? How do you invite them into this deep work? So they're in the business. That's why you hired them to work in the business, so you didn't have to. But how do you carve out 2 or 3 hours of their week to do some of this on work so that most of their job is in work? But how do you make it so part of their week is spent doing on work? That's the real head fake, the hill behind the hill, as they say. That's how a business grows beyond the founder, beyond the owner, because they're going to see things you didn't think of simply because they have different perspectives. That's what you do. You bring different perspectives to the table. This is so crucial. I cannot tell you how important this is. We have to stop wearing these work weeks as a badge of honor, the 60, 70, 80 hour work weeks. You're not doing your restaurant any good. You're not doing yourself any good, your health. You're not doing your family and friends any good. I promise you. This is all going to change. This is all changing in real time right now. The next generation is not interested in this. I think we can work smarter than harder. And I think we can be better for it. So that's it. Episode 5 in this 10-episode arc of fixing restaurants. One quick thing. I want to remind you that I wrote a book. It's called The Restaurant Marketing Mindset. You can get it for free. You just pay shipping. You can do that by going to our Instagram page, so at Restaurant Strategy, send a DM with the word book, B-O-O-K. When you do that, an automation pops up that will share the link to go get the book for free. You just pay $3.92 in shipping. We'll ship it anywhere in the United States. Now, you could also, through that, you'll also be granted a 30-day free membership to my Restaurant Foundations program. You use it for free. There's a resource bundle, online course. There's master classes, Ask Me Anything sessions. It's incredible. You get that for free for 30 days. After that, it charges at $97 a month. If you're done, you don't want to talk about it, you know, you don't want to do it anymore, fine, just cancel before the 30 days are up. Of course, I obviously hope you stay part of the community for a long time. We've got something like, 150, 160 members to date. We just launched it about 3 months ago, so it's incredible to see how that's grown. But most importantly, you get my book for free. You just pay shipping. So you do that by going to at Restaurant Strategy on Instagram, send me a DM with the word book, and you will get a link to go and order your own. Again, I want to thank you for being here. Appreciate your time, and I will see you next time.